Welcome back to Clear Cut in the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg. Parsha's Kedoshim. We have a mitzvah in right in the heart of the Parsha. The heart, I mean, Pasuk Lamed Beis. Perek Yud Tes, Pasuk Lamed Beis. The mitzvah of Mipnei Seva Takum Vadarta Pnei Zakein. And it says, V'yareisam Elokecha Ani Hashem. That often translated Mipnei Seva because of an elderly person. Something like that. Seva, someone with whitish grayish hair. Takum, you shall get up before them. You should stand for an old person. Vehadarta pnei zaken, and you shall glorify, honor, show kavod to the face of a zaken, and you shall fear your God. I am Hashem. So obviously there is this this dual, you know, phrase here, double language of seva and a zakein. Is it just poetic? What's going on here? So Rashi says, quoting Chazal, v'adart b'nei zakein. He says, sorry, actually, I'm going to read the previous comment on Rashi. He says, b'nei seva takum. What does it mean? Yachal zakein ashma. You might think somebody who is a sinful elderly person. So tamalom or zakein. No, it says zakein. Ein zakein elazeh. Chazal understand that the term zakein, which means old person, can also mean ze shekona chachma, this one that acquired wisdom. We see that's a pshat in Yosef being a ben zakunim, acquiring wisdom. And that's how they, Chazal understand this phrase, this word zakein over here. So Kliakar is intrigued by this term and wonders why the Torah doesn't just, why Chazal doesn't just interpret it as an old person, instead of a zakein, kimashmo, as you would understand it to be. So he says that this is the question of Chazal, this is what they were bothered by, that clearly we have these two separate commandments. One is takum, standing up for when he enters the room, and then there is vahadarta, you shall glorify him. And what does it mean to glorify, to honor someone? So this, Chazal understand, is it's, you know, you don't sit in his place, you don't contradict him, it's a greater level. So Kliakar says clearly, takum is one level, to stand up for, but vahadarta is the next level. But then it would make sense that the one who deserves a greater level of honor would get this vahadarta, that takum should be the lower level, and then someone who deserves even a higher level, you do vahadarta, you glorify them, you don't just stand up for them. But Kliakar says, if that's the case, everything's backwards over here. Because there is a well-known Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Of course, we're learning Pirkei Avos during this time, and during Sfiras HaOmer, people increase their learning of Pirkei Avos. Then there's a Mishnah that goes through the timeline of a person's life, of when a person is, when it's right for a person to start learning Chumash, to start learning Mishnayis, to get married, and it sees different stages in a Jewish male's life, where things will take place. And it starts counting by tens once it gets past 20. It goes 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. And it says over there that when someone is, or it says it's Beshishim Chachma, sorry, no, it doesn't say Beshishim Chachma. It says Ben Shishim Lezikna and Ben Shivim Leseva. That a person, when they reach a level of 60, so they have achieved Zikna, which seems to be some sort of elderliness, and ben shivim l'seva. And when they are 70, they reach a level of some other level of elderliness, some grayish hair, something or other. Really, two words for elderly. I mean, I could give you another synonym for elderly, but you know, it would lose the meaning in translation. There's a level of zikna, and there's a level of seva, and seva is older. And if that's the case, this is very strange. Why would the Torah tell you that for a seva, for a 70-year-old person, you stand up, but for a 60-year-old person, you even have to glorify them at higher levels? Says the Kliakar, based on this, Chazal could not interpret zakein at face value. They said, no, that can't be, it doesn't make sense anymore. Therefore, he says, quoting Gemara in Kiddushin, that Issa ben Yehuda says, shekol seva mashma, afilu ama aretz, that the commandment to stand up before a seva, a 70-year-old person, let's call him that, is even for an ama aretz, even if they're not a big tamil chacham, you should still stand up for them. Why? Kliakar says, because he has chachma that more than the average person around him, more than the people around him. Right? And Kliokar says that what the reason, part of the kavod that we're showing over here is because of a person's chachma. And even somebody who's an Ama Aretz, if he's 70 years old, he's been through a tremendous amount of life experience. He for sure has a lot of wisdom. And therefore, you're standing up for that. Aval Mikol Makum, he says, Zakein Zeshakana Chachma Vishdadal Ba. But when it says that for a Zakein, you should glorify him, because the Zakein is referring to Zeshakana Chachma, somebody who worked hard, who sat and studied and learned, and especially in the world of Torah, and acquired wisdom. So that's a much greater level. And that you have to not just stand up for, but Hadarta Pnei Zakein. And that's what's being referred to over here. That for sure, the Seva also, you should stand up for a Seva. But someone who's just old, but someone who acquired wisdom, even more so, Vahadarta Pnei Zakein. Someone who's Zeh Shekhanah Chachma. Of course, this would be all the more so if you have somebody who is a Seva, who is the Zeh Shekhanah Chachma, then you should give that treatment. But also, what we take from this Kliyankar is an appreciation for an elderly Ama Aretz, that also requires kavod, to appreciate the value of experience, the value of life experience, of having been through many different things, having witnessed many different events, presumably made many mistakes and hopefully learned from them. But there's so much to gain from somebody who's been around. And says the Kliyakar, this is the value that the Pasuk tries to teach us. And of course, with this nuance and with using terminology that at face value just seems repetitive, and then a closer look seems opposite. And then, with Kliyakar's beautiful explanation, everything fits in beautifully to teach a very, very valuable lesson. A wonderful Shabbos.